Save big money on new appliances when you shop at Menards. We have the largest in-stock appliance selection from great brands at the best prices, ready to take home today. Whether it's wanting new laundry appliances or it's needed upgrades for the kitchen, you'll be sure to find appliances that'll make your life easier. Visit the largest in-store appliance selection today. Plus, check out Menards.com to view all of our great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya guselkumab may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How many of you out there this afternoon can say you truly love your job? Are some jobs more fun than others, or is work just what you make of it? We're looking for the most fun jobs. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Comedian Julie J is with me on the line today because, Julie, I would imagine that most people think you have a really fun job.
Well, do you think they do? My thing is I have many, many jobs. I love an old job. So I always have a few fingers in various pies. So I suppose I probably kind of straddle both sides of the fence because on the one hand, I'm a comedian. That's the main gig.
Yeah.
But then I'm also a teacher. And I have to say, I've kind of seen it from both sides in terms of the pros and cons of being self-employed versus having to actually turn up for a class at 5 to 9 in the morning. So, like, there's definitely, I think, pros and cons to both.
Yeah, I didn't realise you were a teacher in your, I don't want to say in your spare time, but in your other time.
Well, I was going to say, because I do open with a new little bit I have is I only did it now on Wednesday night. I say, you know, I love being here because I love doing comedy. I was actually a moon tour for many years. And then I say, if you don't speak Irish, moon tour is actually the Irish for model. And Andrea, the laughter is too much. Like, you know, it's funny, but it's not that funny.
Yeah,
like, people
yeah.
are wetting themselves. So, yeah, no, I went back teaching part-time now because, you know, I do love the comedy, but I also love mortgage approval.
Yes,
so I've gone back part-time now this year. But, like, I think with comedy, you know, it's, to be fair, as jobs go, like, it's definitely not the worst. You know, we're not mining.
No.
It's not the worst. And, like, it is funny because you hear, like, comedians love to moan. Like, they're the whiniest bunch of people you've ever met in your whole life. And I always kind of have to keep stum in a green room when somebody's talking about how hard comedy is. And you do feel like saying something, but you're working for 20 minutes a day. Like, I think, you're doing a 20-minute set here, I think. It's fine.
Yeah, it's funny though, right? While I think it's a really fun job, I think it's a damn hard job as well. It's not a job I would envy. And I think there's few people that can do it and do it really well. But there must be something hugely satisfying, Julie, though, when you sell out a venue and people part with their hard-earned cash to come to. Yeah, like, it has to be up there with one of the great jobs.
It's definitely hugely rewarding, and there's a massive adrenaline rush to it. Like, there is something about, I think, especially improvising. Like, I do love having the crack with people, and I think that's where Irish comedians really shine, in that they can have the chat and then you find the funny that way, and it's great, and it's such an adrenaline rush when you do get that big laugh. I mean, that's why we all do it, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny because there's kind of an instantaneous gratification to comedy, like when you're doing a gig and it's sold out and it's your own show especially, it's just so special. But then I think with the likes of teaching, you know, at the risk of, you know, being a bit, pass me the bucket, it's very gratifying and rewarding in a different way.
Okay.
You know, it might not be the instant gratification. In fact, it definitely isn't a lot of the time. But, you know, even getting, like, I still get messages from former students maybe that I had 10 or 15 years ago, and they're telling me what they're up to. And that kind of reward,
do you care,
no
though?
Comparison. Oh, no, I do. I do. Now, I will say when they rock up to the gig and then they're telling me how they've bought a house in Ratmines, I'm like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
How did you end up doing? What is your secret to market to people? But it's rewarding in a different way, yeah. I think.
Darren has got in touch. He says, I'm a truck driver. I think it's a really fun job. I get to see our beautiful country all day long. 087 1400 106. Keep your fun dream jobs coming into us. Marty Guilfoyle is joining us as well, Julie. Marty is a DJ and promoter. Like, your job is just total fun, Marty. Sure, it's at one endless party.
A bit like Dara, yeah. I get to see beautiful parts of the country that I probably wouldn't get to see otherwise, like Donegal and stuff, you know?
Great answer, Marty, yeah. But like, you're DJing, so you're meeting people, they're just out having a great time. It's got to be total fun.
Yeah. No, it is, for sure. Like, July tends to be the mad month where you're saying yes to everything, but, you know, there are some, like, downsides to it as well, like every job, but the majority of the time it is so much fun, and I'm into my 15th year doing it now, and I hope to God I don't let up anytime soon, because I am very lucky to say that I do look forward to going to work, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and like, that's, it's only in like, even now when I chat to some of my friends, I realise what a privilege it is to genuinely actually really love your job.
That's it, exactly, yeah. I mean, look, we all have parts for jobs as well. Like, everyone has a job that they don't love 100%, you know. But there's so many times, like, even last night coming home from Limerick, you know, you just have moments in the car where you're driving home and you're like, I got paid to do that. Like, yeah. How?
To play music, like, and make music.
And meet new people all the time and just be part of, like, you know, their memories. Because I look back to when I was a teenager and in my early 20s and stuff, and I think of some of the great nights that I have. And it's kind of nice to know that, you know, people look back on some nights and you were part of it, you know?
Yeah. What would you see as the most fun aspect of what you do?
Oh, just the meeting the new people.
Really?
For sure.
Okay, yeah.
People coming up to you if they've seen you on TikTok or something and saying hello. And something that's happened a lot in the last year or two that really, I don't know, it doesn't make me emotional, but it makes me feel so grateful, is like them coming up to me when they've asked me for a photo, maybe somewhere else in the country or somewhere else in Europe. Like in Mallorca during the week, they come up and they show you a time that they came to one of your gigs in Ireland. And they're like, we got this photo after the gig. And you're like, and here you are in Mallorca. It's like, what? You know, things like that. And do make you feel really, really grateful. Then, of course, there's the other side as well, where you have people who absolutely just do not like you and they let you know.
Yeah, well, people love to do that. love to tell you.
The smaller percentage of it, thank God. Yeah.
Kathy McGuinness is on the line today. Kathy, like, if I have another job at another aspect in my life, I want it to be your job, because I want to get paid to be a restaurant critic.
Yeah, everybody wants my job.
You are just the envy of all of us.
I know, it's true, it's true. I mean, I could tell you about the bad sides of it, if you like.
What is the bad side? A bad free meal.
I know, most of it is great. But obviously, you know, people think it's an eating job, and I'm not the first restaurant critic to say that it's actually a writing job.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the, you know, harder bit. And of course, we all love going to restaurants. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we like going to our favourite restaurants, and we like going to really good restaurants. And sometimes I go to restaurants that aren't great and I don't like, and I still have to write about them. So that's, you know.
That's the worst. That's the worst part. You have to deal with, yeah. What is, for you, what's the best part of it?
The best part is discovering somewhere new that is brilliant, that's independent, that's run by, you know, people who are passionate about what they do, who are totally committed to buying great ingredients and cooking really well and supporting local farmers and growers and that kind of thing. And when the alchemy of that comes together, I just love it.
Tara Logan Buckley is joining us too, Kathy. Tara's a clinical psychologist. What makes a job a fun profession, Tara?
Well, the first thing I'm laughing away to myself is because when you look at actually the research on the top fun jobs in the world, I'm the only person on that call that doesn't make the list of my job title.
Clinical psychologist, no.
No, it's certainly not on it. Everyone else is on this call, so I was having a little chuckle to myself. So I suppose some of the key things for making a job fun is, first of all, is that you have some freedom in your work. And I think that's the most really important thing, that you can kind of make some of your decisions, you can add your own style. So for yourself, you can present in a way that feels natural to you as well. For our food critic, can write in the way that feels appropriate for them as well. So the next really important thing is that you're good at your job and that you can see progress. So, for example, you know, that maybe you're just getting that certain level of challenge. It's not too easy. It's not too hard. But actually, we need challenges in our work as well. You feel like it matters. That's a really, really massive thing. And we don't have to be doing these big, massive jobs in order to feel like we're contributing or making a difference to the world. It can be the smallest job that you're doing. For example, if you're working as a barista behind a coffee bar and people come in and they're saying, this is the best coffee I've had all day. Thank you. I needed that to get my work done. It can just be even those small little tiny things, but actually you feel like what you do matters. You get recognition. I know Maddie was chatting about it there, like someone just comes up to you and says, hey, I can't believe I've seen you again, or I was here to see a show. And that can just be something really small. It can be a thank you. It can be a smile. It can just be something where someone says, that's an amazing job, or thank you so much, for I really appreciate you. So that you get that. And also the last bit, that there's just room for something either different or that you can have a laugh. And believe it or not, once you have those kind of key elements, any job that you do, even the ones that people might consider a little bit more boring or dull, actually can be really fun.
Listener here says, a friend of mine based in Gorey is a professional clown. His name is Giggles, if he's listening. It has to be a real fun job. Another listener tells me, I own a doggy daycare and home boarding company. Lots of fun. There's long hours and hard hours, but I find the job really rewarding. Like, it's, you know, and I mentioned that, Tara, a few moments ago. It's a privilege to love your job.
Absolutely. And there's so many people out there that don't, you know. And I think also sometimes what we do is we kind of have this, I suppose, narrative about what the job is. And it's really important to remember, it's not just what you do, but it's how you do it, why you do it, and who you do it with. And also, like, that's what makes a job really fun. And I think sometimes we forget about that. You know, we're literally rushing out. We want to rush out the door to get there, to get it over as well, instead of actually looking, is there part of my jobs that I can improve? Is there ways that actually I can change my narrative about how I look at this and actually make it what you do a lot more rewarding for yourself? Yeah. Because obviously, you know, if you're not in a job that's rewarding, that is such a massive impact on your well-being.
But you spend your whole time, you know, like you'll spend probably half your day, whatever about your home life. If you're not at the home life, you're probably in your professional gig.
That's it. It's something like, I can't remember the exact figures, but it's something like, it's astronomical, like maybe up to 200,000 or 300,000 hours is what we spend in work or something like that over our lifetime. I could be wrong with that, but it was definitely something when I took a step back from it, I was like, wow.
Yeah,
this,
spend it wisely.
We actually break, that's it. If you actually break your day down and you get, I don't know, whoever's getting their 8 hours sleep, not me, but for people where you're getting, you know, your 8 hours at work and your 8 hours sleep, if you take your commuting and stuff out of that, you've actually got less time for yourself every single day when you take away the things that you have to do. So that's why it's so important that actually you have to find a job that you love or that you find rewarding, or even if you're in one, that you actually make it that way.
If you were to do something different, Marty, what in your mind is a fun job?
Oh my God. Well, I've said this all the time. I worked in a cafe when I was a teenager and I absolutely loved it. Like, I really, really did. When I was studying for my leaving cert, my mom is a barrister. She wanted me to go down the law route, and that was the plan as well. But she got a rude awakening when I didn't come home from my leaving cert holiday because I wanted to become a DJ. Poor thing. She
Brilliant.
Was like, no, you're getting home right now. Get on the next flight. You're coming home. And she actually ended up coming over in the end to make sure I was okay. I think she's okay with it now. It took her a little bit of time, but we're good now.
Yeah, it's all good. Kathy, what's your dream gig?
God, I think I probably have it, actually.
I think you do. I think you do.
It's not perfect. I think it's probably the best.
What about you, Julie, if you were to add a third to the list between beyond comedian and teacher?
You know, I really do love the comedy. So I have to say I'd have such grow for that for sure. But honestly, after listening to Marsh there, I'm like, maybe I could be a DJ.
Oh, I think it's a brilliant job. You know, you're just meeting people at their best all the time. So they're there to have fun and crack.
And kids are so happy to see you. Yeah. And I really enjoy bringing the mood down at parties with my musical choices. So I think that could be a potential.
Tara, if you were to pick one of the jobs that's on the list of the most fun professions, what would you be doing in a different life?
Oh, I'd be stuck between two things. We already have one. Food critic would definitely be up there on my list. And the second thing was, I would have to do work in animal conservation. Wow. That would, they'd be the two on the list. Big change. Definitely they'd be the two.
Emily in Galway tells me, I currently work as a school bus driver. I drive a little van, but it's for the kids with additional needs. And I love my job because one of the rewards is I get to drive my own daughter to school. And there's an escort that comes to mind that the kids, and that's my mom. So I get to keep it in the family and I don't care about the money. It's just been able to spend time with them. And my second job as well, just trying to be a mum to my amazing daughter with autism as well. That's from Emily in Galway. This listener tells me, I get to drive a motorbike all day long and I get to get paid for it because I'm a rider with the Blood Bike West. So when I'm on Rota, all I do, it's the best thing. Imagine having to drive motorbikes everywhere in the country. Keep your fun jobs coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's clinical psychologist Tara Logan Buckley, restaurant critic Kathy McGuinness, DJ Marty Guilfoyle and comedian Julie J.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Save big money on new appliances when you shop at Menards. We have the largest in-stock appliance selection from great brands at the best prices, ready to take home today. Whether it's wanting new laundry appliances or it's needed upgrades for the kitchen, you'll be sure to find appliances that'll make your life easier. Visit the largest in-store appliance selection today. Plus, check out Menards.com to view all of our great deals happening this week.